welcome to Lid Radio. Today we are talking to Sandra Stahl. Sandra is a PR and marketing communications expert with extensive experience in leading domestic and global brand communications. She is also the author of The Art and Craft of PR. So today we're talking to Sandra about the pivot, what it is and why it's so relevant right now in these times, and what you can do to try and achieve it and consider it.
I recently read a story about an award-winning restaurant in Chicago called Fat Rice. The owners just closed their place, as so many have, given lockdown and shelter-in-place orders. For the Fat Rice owners, however, closing didn't mean their business came to an end. Instead, they started a new chapter for themselves and their employees. In the restaurant's place, they opened Super Fat Rice Mart, a shop selling meal kits. This is an alternative strategy many restaurants are pursuing to get themselves through the coronavirus shutdowns. But for the Super Fat Rice Mart team, this was not a stopgap measure. It was an adaptation that they intended to maintain and grow. To get to this next step, they asked themselves, what does the restaurant business look like moving forward? And what does it look like moving forward for us? To be sure, forward just came sooner than they expected as a result of the pandemic. But they were ready with an answer because they understood and embraced the value of the pivot. In these uncertain times, knowing when and how to pivot is a much needed skill. Mastering the art of the pivot is a solid capability to pull out of the toolkit at any time. So what is a pivot? I share with you a great description of the pivot from Dov Seidman, founder and CEO of an ethics and compliance management firm called LRN. In a recent New York Times interview, he described a pivot this way. In basketball, a pivot is a very deliberate action where you put one foot solidly in front and then move the other foot in a different direction, a new direction. For people today, Seidman says a pivot will take them in a direction they'll need in a post-pandemic world where our expectations will have fundamentally changed. So many have been furloughed or made redundant. In the last 5 weeks alone, 30 million Americans have made unemployment claims, and in the UK, the unemployment rate is expected to reach 10% in the second quarter of 2020. Whether you find yourself now looking for a job, or even if you have one, figuring out how to pivot is a good idea. Toward that end, I offer you five considerations. One, if you're working from home, you've obviously had to pivot to a different work environment. The challenge here is to stay focused, avoid distraction, and be effective at your job, all while coexisting with family, partners, or roommates. The best way to succeed at working from home is to impose a real structure on your day. Have a set start time and a set end time. Get dressed. Comfort is fine, but leave your pajamas under your pillow. Wearing comfortable, but definitely work clothes. It triggers your I'm a professional headspace. It is also important to carve out a place in your house or apartment you can call your office during working hours. For some, this is a corner of a kitchen counter, a bench in the garage, or even a closet. All are completely fine. Also, lists are incredibly effective here. Make one every day and check things off as you do them. This will give you a satisfying sense of accomplishment at the end of each day. Speaking of satisfying, be sure to build in all the small activities that helped you maintain a work-life balance in the old days when you left your home to go to work. Nothing has changed on that front. Two, virtual meetings are the new norm. This forces a whole new skill set, such as learning how to be engaging and to stay engaged yourself. Making eye contact on screen remains all important in communication, but you have to figure out how to connect this way. As a partner in a PR agency, my colleagues and I had to perfect the video eye contact as we prepared for a new business pitch to a screen full of potential clients who were each sitting in a different location, some in different time zones. We needed a whole new choreography for this medium. Instead of using our standard positive body language, we had to shift all our energy to our faces and tones of voice. We also had to work out a way to make the conversation feel spontaneous and encourage discussion without talking over each other. All pivots that we needed to work on and pivots that will serve us moving forward. Video interviews are a new norm as well, with the discussions taking place from the homes of both the interviewer and the interviewee. I have a client who just completed the first step in a rigorous remote interview process for a new job in the company she already works in. Despite the familiarity both with the people, the interviewers, and the company, she told me it took a whole new level of discipline to stay on message, listen carefully, keep a consistent, upbeat tone of voice, and use her eyes and face to be engaging for the full hour. The thoughtful pause, a standard tactic in interviews, needed very artful timing now. These are all important pivots that will take practice. 4, consider how you can pivot your skills into a new role or a new job, either temporary or for the long term, if you find yourself currently furloughed. To begin your search, make a list of your skills, what you like to do, and all the industries or types of businesses in which they may be useful. Then make a list of all your contacts, who you know, with whom you can network, and hit the ground running, ready to be nimble, persistent, positive. Also be flexible. We know a beverage manager at a very popular restaurant around the corner from where we live. She was recently let go when the place shut down. She went through her list of customers, people she served in the restaurant, and she found a job literally a block away at a small company making personal protective equipment for hospitals, a much-needed service. The skills needed for her old role as a beverage manager, patience, negotiation, math, being customer-friendly, made her a good fit for this new job. But while a salary isn't commensurate with her former job in the restaurant, she's still very happy to be paid, busy, and doing good. In other words, she pivoted. 5, look for new ways to stay connected to your clients, colleagues, and contacts now that lunches, coffees, and other social engagements are off the table. Pivot to the phone call, which is having a resurgence. I'm personally happy about the return to talking live. Another idea is to find a Google Hangout or Twitter chat where people in your industry gather to discuss trends and engage on issues of note. These are great opportunities to meet new people and build your network. You may find it's easier now to create new relationships as people are more responsive. I've heard that from everyone. Look for ways to engage with your old and new contacts. Retweet their posts, answer a question they may highlight on LinkedIn or another professional platform. Offer a thoughtful response to an article they share. Of course, you should also be proactive yourself. Write articles, post observations that may catch their attention. In any event, whether in a pandemic or not, the key here is visibility and consistency. 5 years from now, I imagine we'll be reading stories about people who reinvented themselves, started new businesses, or became different types of professionals altogether as a result of this crisis. So while we're all adjusting to a new normal now, whatever that looks like, ask yourself, what does my role or my business look like moving forward? And where do I want to be? And what do I need to do to get there? Once you figure that out, you've pivoted.
Keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing, where we'll be sharing further inside knowledge from people like Sandra. So for now, take care, and I'll see you next time on Lit Radio Podcast.